Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Welcome back into the program. Todd Lebo in for Seren Petro today. Curtis Siebold is here. Adam Gervetta is here. And when it's time to play the feud, and I will unlock the lines now. We normally play the feud, and I'm normally not the host of the feud, so we have a little intro and all that stuff. But since I'm here, I'm going to be on this side.
Yeah.
So we're doing it this way. And I will mess this up in some way, but it's fun. So give us a call if you'd like to be our contestant on the feud. Whoever our contestant is going to most likely win Hen House and then a pair of tickets to our 100-year celebration at the Midland next Thursday, which is going to be a lot of fun. So Adam's getting our caller right now, and you can stop calling. He didn't mean to just hit the X button on you. He was going to tell you all thank you for calling very much. He appreciated it, but he just hit the button. He's being nice. Hen House is, of course, a great place to go shopping, and you will win your gift card there. You could use it on anything in Hen House. Seren always talks about the wonderful butcher section and the sliced meats and all that, but I'm just saying, you know, go buy a bottle of Aleve or whatever. They got everything there.
Yes.
You get anything. You can go get the lunch. You can pick up a little, if you need little scrubby heads for your dishwasher thing, you got that. You just need whatever. Toilet paper, whatever you need, they've got it for you at Hen House. You'll win a $25 gift card to there, and you the tickets to go watch the fun 100-year celebration are tickets. You know, there's no possibility of free toilet paper or anything like that down there. But it's going to be a fun night next Thursday at the Midland.
Unless you steal it out of the bathroom.
Yeah, you could.
Which would be kind of a weird thing to do.
I'm saying this right now.
You not do that.
I don't know what they got down there at the Midland.
Yeah.
I'll bet it's not the good stuff.
I don't know, man.
Maybe not something you'd want to steal.
Most of the public bathrooms wouldn't want to steal that toilet paper.
Would you take the toilet paper out of our?
No.
Okay.
That's like tissue paper, like not bathroom tissue paper. That's
220 grit tissue paper.
Right.
No, I'm kidding. All right, so you're going to be playing the feud. Adam's got this. This is going to be your best feud ever because Seren's not here. I predict all the buttons are right.
I mean, that's a low bar to clear.
It is pretty low, but I think it's going to be there. And young Ethan is going to be our contestant today. Sometimes we bring Shane in for this, but I think we got Shane hooked up for tomorrow, correct?
Shane is actually the name of our contestant. Ethan's the name of our...
Shane.
Yeah, Ethan's the name of our fill-in.
Yeah.
But
Shane Summers.
Different Shane is our contestant
today. Summers going to play Stump the Chumps tomorrow?
He told me on Monday
he's already written his questions. So he's very excited.
Wow.
So start studying Kansas State 1990s football, because that's all Shane ever puts on there. All right, who is this Shane we have on the line? Hello, Shane. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you for calling in. You know the game, right? You know how this thing operates. You know you have to pick someone. Would you like to play with young Ethan, who is a very smart young man from BYU, or you'd like to play with an old man in Curtis Siebold or an old man in me from straight out of Eastern Jackson County? What do you want?
Well, I like all you guys, and I'm not just kissing butt, but I'm going to play with Todd today.
Here we go. Okay. I have got Shane. Whatever. You want to go first or second, Shane?
You want to go first, Todd.
I'll go first. All right. So, Curtis, are you going to defer this to Ethan to see who gets to go first? Ethan, do you want a piece of me or you want a piece of Shane?
Now, Ethan, your buzzer
I'm saying he's going first.
Oh, you're going first, Ethan.
And your
Tough
buzzer
luck.
Has to be your intern name, by the way. You got to go Cougar. You're not right. Ethan for
Cougar.
The purposes of
okay.
this.
Okay, intern Cougar.
Yeah, I'll go first.
You're going first. So it's you and me.
All right.
And it's Curtis and Shane. We're going to play this thing to 201 points,
Real
right?
quick, I know Todd's going first, but Shane, can we test your buzzer?
Shane.
Yeah,
sounds good.
It's a good buzzer.
All right,
we got this thing, baby. It's me and Cougar, or Ethan, however we want
give
to say
Give me Todd,
it.
Give me Cougar. We have five answers on the board. Name the next mountain that Frank Bull should
Lebo.
Summit. Go for it.
Everest.
Number one answer. Player pass.
We'll play this. You want to play this? You know some mountains, Shane?
Yeah, let's play it.
All right, we're going to play this thing. We got Everest out of the way, and there's four more.
Four more, and you do not have a strike.
All right, let's go with Pike's Peak.
Pike's Peak is the number three answer. Good for 12 more points.
He's already been on top of that one. I know that much. Let's try Kilimanjaro.
Number two answer, 33 points. You got no strikes, two possible answers remaining.
About Mount McKinley, Alaska.
How about Mount McKinley, the number four answer?
Yeah, Mr. Mountain.
Which is now called Denali. Did they attribute that in there, or is it?
That's a good point. Actually, all the people on the survey put the old name, so that's a good point. It is Mount Denali.
Okay, so let's try.
One left.
I hope they're not sending him up Mount St. Helens, but let's go with the Matterhorn.
Right. Strike one. We got one answer left, one strike on the board.
Get down in the weeds now.
I've heard of this mountain. I don't know where it is. Mount Hood. Let's try.
Strike two, one left. Todd, it's up to you.
You made a little face when I said what I said earlier, so I don't know what that meant. Beautiful Mount Rainier. We didn't get it.
8 points left.
I have
what
one.
Have you got on your list there,
I have
Curtis?
One that I'm not sure is even real, Mount Olympus. And I have,
that's where the gods live.
Someone might throw it on there. I have Mount Rushmore, which isn't a mountain, but someone might say it to be cute. Mm-hmm. I bet your answers are better.
I just had St. Helens before he.
I'll say
I did have it before Todd mentioned it.
Well, it's just dangerous.
But
I didn't actually put that out there. No, I didn't. Okay, I just.
It is available to us.
Yeah.
Mount St. Helens, Mount Rushmore. What do you think?
It's all on you, Ethan.
Why is it on me?
Because it's your first time playing.
And because you were the originator. I'll defer to you.
What? I think that's, it might be St. Helens.
Well, say it then.
Say it then.
All right, St. Helens.
See, I knew I should have stayed with that one because I saw the look in Adam's face when I said it.
I kind of got a little grin because I thought we had apparently some, either some listeners who don't like Frank or some listeners who don't know what Mount St. Helens
is. Well, it hasn't erupted since
1980,
the
80s. I think. Yeah.
So it's safe. I mean, they knew it was going to happen then.
Yeah, that's true. They can predict it.
They knew. So that's 100 points over there?
Yeah, 100.
I let you down on that, Shane. I apologize for doing that. I let you down.
So Cougar and Curtis starting off. All right, here we go. We are going to move on. I believe now we got
Big
Shane. Shane and Curtis, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Correct.
Give me Shane.
Come on, Shane.
Give me Curtis. What is your favorite Halloween decoration?
Curtis. Pumpkin.
Pumpkin / jack-o'-lantern is the number one answer. Player pass.
Want to play?
Yeah, we can play.
Let's do it.
Halloween decoration.
There are six total answers on the board, which means you have five remaining. Jack-o'-lantern / pumpkin, the number one answer gone.
I'll go with cauldron.
That's a hell of an answer, but not on there.
Ghost.
Number three answer, good for 12 more points. I'll let you know, jack-o'-lantern was a big one. It had 52. It was already half the point, so.
Right, I figured that was big.
What about witch?
Oh,
continuing the same theme, but no. Two strikes.
So they're not really good answers. He's being very nice to say that.
No,
if they were good answers, they wouldn't get a strike.
I thought cauldron was a good answer, but not on there.
I'm going to say, I've got two that I'm trying to think of between. Bats.
The sixth and last answer, good for 3 points. Still alive. Cougar, back to you.
Give us another one of those good answers to get to strike.
Yeah, well, how many are left?
Three left. The number two answer, the number four answer, and the number five answer.
Now, if you're going to play the role of Seren, say, read the question again, and then make him list everything he's ever eaten today. So,
What do I put up for Halloween?
I don't know.
I don't. So
I haven't been to your house, man.
Other places I've been.
Yeah, we. Man.
We need an answer.
Yeah, quickly, quickly.
All right, a haunted house.
No.
What do you got on your list there, Shane? What's your favorite Halloween decoration?
I'm going to say like Frankenstein or vampire.
Vampire's good,
they
yeah.
They said bat, though. So I
they
don't
did.
Know if bat, vampire. Could be bat,
what do you think about a scarecrow?
That's good.
Like, there's always spider webs. You know, they put the spider web stuff up, or a mummy.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two left, right?
Yeah, two or three left.
No, there are three remaining.
I'm going to leave it to you. My list I gave you was scarecrow, spider webs, mummy. You said vampire and Frankenstein. So we're going to leave this up to you. This is all on you.
You know, I like all of them. They say spider webs.
Boom.
Yeah.
That was the one I was. It was spider webs.
74 points going to Shane and Todd.
What else do we have on there?
The ones you did not get, a skeleton and a tombstone.
Oh, the
nice.
Tombstone.
Spooky,
here
huh?
Lies.
My bad on that one, Curtis.
No, it's
not your bad. It's Curtis's bad because he had spider webs and he didn't say it.
No, but the other one I had was bats, so I got it.
Yeah.
Those are the two that I were thinking of.
No, it's not the way I remember it at all.
I was perfect. Right.
No.
It's on the voters.
I had three ideas and all three
of them. It's always on the voters.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
If they say the wrong answers, they say the wrong answers.
That's true.
That's just how it is.
Yeah.
You have to take into consideration that these people follow me on Twitter.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
They're already off to a bad start.
It's awful. All right, who's up now?
All right, we got Todd and Cougar.
Yep.
Name a common Final Four city.
Lebo.
Cougar.
Todd, go for it.
San Antonio.
That is the number two answer. Can you take number one from them?
I'll go with Houston.
Houston is the last answer.
Mm. We're going to play this. Right, Shane?
There are... Three more available. San Antonio and Houston are gone. Numbers 1, 3, and 4 still on the board.
That's my turn.
Yep.
Right? New Orleans.
New Orleans. That's number one, right?
Number one answer, 36 points.
Let's go with Indianapolis.
20 more points going to Todd and Shane.
Now there's only one left.
The number four answer is all that's left. It's worth 12 points.
Okay, can you? I'm gonna pull a syringe.
Yes,
can you read
that's
off
right.
the ones that have been said and all together? Yeah.
New Orleans, San Antonio, Indianapolis, and Houston.
Did you just say? Did you say San Antonio? Or did I miss that?
Yeah,
San Antonio was
terrible.
The second one.
I'm terrible. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Hey, let's read them again for Shane. We'll do it this
New
way.
Orleans, New Orleans, San Antonio, Indianapolis, Houston are the ones that are gone.
Atlanta.
Strike.
That's what I had written down. Okay. And read the question again.
Name a common Final Four city.
Common.
Country of origin.
Country of origin.
Use it in a sentence.
This is probably a loser. Atlanta did not make it. I've been to the Final Four in Dallas, but it's only been there like once. But I'm going to say it.
Strike two, Shane.
Ugh.
One strike left, one answer on the board. Shane, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry. Common, and I think I'd be silly if I don't say this and they get it because I know it's held more Final Fours. I want to say down in Kansas City has more Final Fours.
Is that your guess?
Yep.
Let's say Kansas City. Yep.
Sweater
there
category.
We go.
Damn,
right,
I had that.
Man.
I thought I'd be slick and steal it with KC, but he
100
had it.
More points going to Shane and Todd. Right now it's 174 to 100 as we move back along.
There we go. That was good.
Wow, we've done well.
Yeah. All right.
Two hundies and...
Give me Curtis and give me Shane.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon.
Let's go, Shane.
How much cash do you have on you right now?
Curtis.
Go for it. Curtis, you're up first.
$50.
Oh.
I don't, but.
50 is the number four answer. Mm. Shane, can you do them better?
$20.
The number one answer, $20. Yeah.
I guess we're going to play this.
Shane Todd, player pass.
Okay.
Shane didn't come here to sit around. We didn't come here to be the best at weightlifting. We came here to play football. All right?
Let's win it.
I would say the answer is going to be zero for many people because of the Venmo, PayPal, Cash App thing. So we got to say zero.
Number two answer, $0 cash.
And I tell all the interns, do you have any money in your pocket, Ethan? Any money?
Yes, I do.
Nope. You have no money?
Yeah.
I told you kids, you got to have some money. Gosh. All right. What's your next answer, Shane?
We got zero up there, 20 up there, and
zero,
the
20,
40.
No, well,
we haven't had any wrong answers.
We haven't had
yet.
Any wrong answers. So far, 20, 0, and 50 are gone.
And how many total are there?
There are seven
total. Oh, seven.
Actually.
Okay. We got all kinds of iterations here.
So you got four more left on the board.
And we have no strikes, so might as well just kind of throw one out there. Let's just say $5.
Here we go.
The number five answer, good for 6 points.
It's $100.
I don't believe these people, but that was the number three answer.
Sure, get $100.
I don't know where these.
So
people...
we've gotten five so far, or four so far.
You've gotten five so far. There are two. Well, you guys, guys have gotten four. One of them was guessed by Curtis.
So last two answers.
Two left. Right. Yeah, number six and seven are on the board.
So, wow, this is just so out there. I don't know what to guess here. Let's just try $10.
Not on the board.
Nobody's got a 10.
Strike one. Nobody with Alexander Hamilton. Todd, it's up to you. You got one strike.
I'm going to go with this one first. I think people have two 20s, so they get $40.
Ah, they don't. At least not the people that filled out this survey.
That's two strikes on us?
Two strikes, two answers remaining. The last two answers remaining.
Gee whiz. We've got no dollars, $5, $20. Let's see. Ends not right. Nobody's going to have more than $100, so I would say they got $25 on them.
Those are the two that I thought were definitely going to be there.
What's your guesses, boys?
Curtis and Cougar, FYI, just to put the stakes out there, if you guys don't get if you get this right, it continues. If not, this one goes to Shane and Todd.
You have any ideas? I have one kind of fun, silly idea, but
I got $15. But if someone doesn't have 10, why would they?
Yeah,
have 15?
Or 25. Be something that would
Curtis,
require...
do you have any money with you right now?
No.
You have no dollars?
Not in my pocket, no.
Well, not with you, but like in your bag?
Probably.
You don't know if you have any money?
I don't for sure. if you just meet me today, come on.
How many coins do you have laying around here?
I don't
You've
do
stopped
anymore.
The coin game anymore.
No, the vending machine, not what it used
that
to be.
That is true. It's not even working, let alone
in
what it used to be.
In more ways than one. I walked in and went, that's interesting.
it's broken. We have some issues right now.
It is not 100%.
What are you guys
operative.
Picking here? What do you got?
We need an answer.
Either
$1.
I thought $1. Then I thought, everyone, that's got a couple. I got $2. I got two $1 bills in my pocket. So I'm actually going to risk it. I'm going to say that people are going to say I want my $2.
Oh, $2.
Yeah. The number six answer. Was $2.
What's the other one we didn't get?
98 points going to Curtis and Cougar. So the next one wins it. The one you did not get would have also been correct. A single dollar bill.
$1 bill. All right.
Well, how many would one would have ended it?
No, you had to get over 200.
We have to get over. Yeah. You have to win three.
Yeah.
Three.
Yep. Gotta have 200. Yeah. Gotta have 200.
All right. Here we go.
This is probably gonna end it here.
It'll absolutely.
Well, unless we've had some time.
I should hope so. That's true.
Someone gets 20 or
you're
something.
You're 26 away, but yeah, I should hope this ends it.
Yes, it better.
All right, we're going to go to that one lasted so long, I don't know who's guessing right.
It's
Cougar
me and
Todd,
Ethan,
right?
Yeah.
All right, give me Cougar. Give me Todd. Other than Bigfoot, name a cryptid.
A what?
A what?
A cryptid, like a fake make-believe monster.
Oh,
other
Lebo.
Than other than Bigfoot.
Lebo?
Lebo.
Loch Ness Monster?
The number one answer, the Loch Ness Monster. Play it or pass it.
How many answers are on this? We're playing it, yeah.
Did he say a tree fitting?
What? How many?
Tree fitting. There are tree six fitty. Total answers. Tree
right.
fitting.
So, it's up to me, right?
Damn
yep.
you, long no,
no, no, no,
no, monster!
Damn tree fitting. Get out of here, you long-nosed monster!
I'm going with unicorn.
I was shocked to not find that.
What?
The official animal of Scotland.
How about the, is it the abominable snowman?
Yeti slash abominable snowman, good for 22 points. That's the number two answer.
She gave him a dollar.
And it was about that time that I noticed you guys, Girl Scout.
You guys keep saying that, and I'm like, it's throwing me off.
Yeah, quit talking. Let Shane concentrate. So what's been answered?
What's the set answer?
Loch Ness Monster and Yeti slasher.
Curtis, stop talking. You're bothering my teammate.
Oh, damn, I'm scared.
All right.
Curtis, your mic's going off soon.
Loch Ness Monster.
Loch Ness Monster and the Yeti slash abominable snowman.
Okay. So the Bigfoot is what we started with.
No, Bigfoot doesn't count.
That's the one he gave us.
That's the one that
besides
Bigfoot.
So, yeah, we're running out of monsters here.
All right, let's go with Chupacabra.
The number three answer, the Chupacabra, good for 17 points.
Wow.
Three left.
I was thinking of a capybara.
How about like a werewolf?
Not on there. I believe that's your first strike, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so.
Three left.
You guys know your monsters.
I'm trying to remember what cryptids are here. The cryptid. Okay. Fictional character.
He had to explain it to me. So
I guess I'll go to my nerdism and just think about like an elf.
With this
two strikes, one left.
How about a centaur? That's mythological. Try centaur. Larry Johnson.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Well, you guys got something written down here?
All right. Whoever gets either you get it and you win, Curtis and Cougar, or you don't get it, and it goes to Shane and Todd.
Oh, lots of pressure.
I don't. I'm not really up on the monsters.
All right. Well, I got. I got Dracula. I also have a dragon and a hobbit.
A dragon's pretty good. Damn you, dragon!
What's it gonna be?
Was this which one of us is on? It was on you.
It's
so
me.
You,
yeah. But I want Curtis's opinion.
He does not up on the monsters. He said that.
Yeah. Well, neither am I.
Well, you have a list of three. He's got nothing.
I've got numbers over here. I've got tree fitting.
All right.
What's it gonna be, Ethan? This is the biggest moment of your life.
Yeah, it is the biggest moment of my life. Dragon.
Oh,
let's go.
The number.
Damn it.
Five answer.
Winner.
Curtis and Cougar.
Good job.
What was the
those
the
two,
two
names,
you
those
did
two
not
names
get
been said together in a long time.
Number four, the New Jersey Devil. And number six, the Mothman.
Oh, Mothman. What? I almost said Mothra or something. I was gonna go Godzilla.
I've seen the Mothman, he's real.
Yeah. Oh well, there you go.
Lives out in Virginia or West Virginia, I guess.
How about that? Hey Shane, we fought real hard. Yeah. We kinda got screwed over there at the end. Because they should have said Hobbit, we were going to win. But either way, we're going to send you to Hen House, and we're going to send you to the 100-year celebration down at the Midland next Thursday. Thanks for playing. I'm going to put you on hold, and Adam will get at your information. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you guys. Awesome. Have a good day.
Thank you. There's Shane. Ah. I learned a word, though. Cryptid. I didn't know what a cryptid
was. Yeah, cryptid.
You did it. You did the whole thing.
The study of those things is cryptozoology.
No, now Adam's making up more words. I don't know if I believe anything he's saying right now. Should be a lot of fun. Hen House is the prize. Of course, you can always go by your neighborhood Hen House and pick up whatever you need. And Shane is going to be heading there, and he's also going to be heading to the 100-year celebration next Thursday night at the Midland.
All right, the good sense, end of the hour answer. In the Cowboys' first Super Bowl win, 1971, Roger Staubach threw touchdown passes to two different Hall of Famers. I asked for either one. You got one fairly
quickly.
Right
away. I was right away on one.
Dicka.
Mike Dicka.
the other one.
I didn't.
Known as a Cowboy.
No, but I didn't get this one right away, and I didn't get it till you said it.
Hall of Famer, 82 years old today. And I guess 82 years ago he was born.
Which makes him 82 today.
Mostly a Hall of Famer on his work with the San Diego Chargers in the 1960s. Bambi, Lance Allworth.
Yeah.
Tiptoed one in on the sideline there. So it's not that he threw two touchdown passes in that Super Bowl win to Lance Allworth and Mike Ditka.
Is that the one where they wore the dark blue uniforms?
No.
They had the white on.
They wore the dark blue against the Colts
when
the
they
previous
lost.
Year when they lost. On
when
the,
they lost. Don't see the Cowboys in the dark blues.
The Blunder Bowl.
Yeah. There you go. So the prize there, good sense.
Good sense.
Always great. It makes good sense.
12-inch original on wheat, provolone cheese, lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, oregano, and oil. Thank you.
Thank
Ethan,
you.
Go get it.
That's too much. I like the meatballs and provolone.
Yes. You know, we've already talked about how you shouldn't order those in the summer. But now with kind of a rainy day today, I think it's an okay, acceptable to have a meatball sandwich.
You go
today.
Home, have a meatball sub, and pass out on the couch for a couple hours with the rain going. That's a nice day
for fine.
You.
But yesterday, not a meatball sandwich day. It was 100 degrees.
In fact, get me two.
Two meatball sandwiches.
No, it's the reference from Point Break.
You know, I've never seen that movie.
That? You haven't?
You believe that? I know. There's been all these jokes all these years and everything, and I have not seen that entire movie.
There's a scene right before the presidents of the United States, Swayze and his guys, rob their first bank in the movie. I think it's the first time they get in there. Gary Busey is a grizzled veteran cop. Mm-hmm. Of course, you always get to compare the grizzled guy with the young guy. Tells Keanu Reeves' character, Johnny Utah, there's around the corner, there's a sub shop. They make the best meatball sandwiches there is. Get me one, and get yourself something. So he takes off. No, so give me two of them. Give me two of those things. So he leaves, and as he's walking away, he goes, "Utah, give me two.
Give me two." Do you know anyone who's like really will stand on the hill for the remake over the original? There's probably someone out there. I don't know. I've still never seen that movie. I should probably see it sometime. People talk about it. You know, it's not quite The Godfather, but I don't know.
I would not watch the second version of that movie.
They made one, right? Didn't they make a Point Break a few years ago?
I mean,
they made another one.
Was it a remake of it, or was it a sequel?
It was just a remake of it.
Oh, then no. Remakes are generally pointless.
Yeah.
The concept of the grizzled, as Curtis pointed out, though, the concept of a young guy with a grizzled veteran has been, I mean, those are all remakes. They just have different titles than the other ones.
It's just a different way to go about telling the story.
For the most part, a remake, an absolute remake, is almost worthless.
In 2015, they made it, and Luke Bracey played Johnny Utah.
I'm sure he did.
Edgar Martinez.
What?
Ramirez. played Bodie. And then, so I just Googled Point Break 2015. I always like when you go down the middle. And it says, you know, people also ask, and the first one is, what is the point of Point Break 2015?
It isn't. Has there been a...
Why did you do this? You shouldn't have done, is Point Break remake any good?
Outside of A Star is Born, has there been a remake that was at all...
And those remakes are two for two.
What? Who? Star is Born? Three for three.
Well, I mean, the remakes. There have been two remakes,
there
right?
Been three total. Remakes.
Oh, really?
Four total.
No, oh, look at me not knowing
one
stuff.
One in the 30s, one in the 50s, one in the 70s, and then this one.
All right.
But has anyone, other than that, I can't think of a remake.
Would you count?
I The Longest Yard, a lot of people like that, but how can you can't.
Yeah, Ocean's 11. That was pretty good.
That's more of a sequel, though.
No,
isn't
it's
it?
A remake because no, they made one with Frank Sinatra.
Oh, that's
Sinatra
right. That's
back
right.
In
back
day.
In the. Back in the day.
Would you count? Would you count? It was a different title, but Titanic was basically a remake of. I think it was called A Fateful Night or something like that.
Yeah, but I mean a remake of a movie that is
Cape Fear.
Of note.
Cape Fear was very good.
Yeah, that was a remake.
What about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, that was awful.
I disagree.
Yeah, but that was
you're wrong. If you're going to stand on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory over Willy Wonka. Or whichever came first? Gene Wilder's where?
Willy Wonka came first. Wasn't Charlie and the Chocolate Factory just meant to be more faithful to the book?
I think so. Yeah.
How about Casino Royale? They
speaking
redid,
of
apparently?
Tim Burton movies, though, I would say Alice in Wonderland was a pretty damn good remake.
That was good.
Alice in
Wonderland. Not many.
The Dread. Let's see what else.
No, avoiding
like
remakes.
Like redoing Godzilla. No good.
Avoiding remakes
Halloween,
ain't a bad.
They did all that.
Peter Jackson redid King Kong, and it was pretty legit.
Kong Skull Island?
No, he did. It was King Kong in 2005, and then they came out with all these recent ones.
I guess they did a Magnificent Seven. I didn't see the new one.
With Denzel, that was pretty good.
The Mummy's a remake?
Oh, True Grit. They made a
True Grit was actually
with Jeff
very
Bridges
good.
Was okay. Very good.
Okay.
We had a very funny...
There are a few.
I went to watch True Grit with Craig Brenner. We were going to go watch True Grit, and we went out to the... theater. We went in there and we sat down. My son was with us. We're gonna watch True Grit, and then we're sitting there, and the movie started. And this isn't True Grit. They started playing the wrong movie. They were playing Country Strong, which was some sort of movie. And like everyone's just kind of sitting there going, "What is this?" And I went out and I told the people. I said, "This is not the right movie." And they go, "Oh, whoops!" And they went and fixed it. And they came and they gave us all free movie tickets.
Did they say?
So
my
we
bad.
Saw like. 2 minutes of Country Strong, and then they racked up True Grit. We watched it. I'll never forget my True Grit Country Strong. That's all of the Country Strong I've ever seen. That was it. A couple minutes.
I've never even heard of it before.
I didn't know that such a movie existed.
No, it was one of those. It's a 2010 film, Country Strong, and it's a. Of course, Garrett Hedlund was in it. Tim McGraw was in it. There you go. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Wow.
Gwyneth
really?
Paltrow sang?
It's odd that in a movie with Tim McGraw and Gwyneth Paltrow, Paltrow was the one who sang.
Gwyneth Paltrow with
her
weird sandals?
I'm sure he did, too.
He probably sang. Yeah.
Was it straight to video?
No, it was.
He just
they showed 2 minutes of it
theater.
In the movie theater that I was at.
Oh, that's right. Duh. That was brilliant.
Yeah, it wasn't as good.
I tried a little too hard to be funny there.
I had chosen not to watch Country Strong, and they tried to show it to me anyways. I knew it was going to be some sort of a Western film that I was looking at, but I was like, this doesn't look like they're singing. I didn't think True Grit looked like a sing-song.
It looks like it probably was not particularly good.
Yeah, I don't think so. 22% on Rotten Tomatoes. How's that?
That's not a ringing endorsement.
That boy. Strong?
Stars Born, 1937, 1954, 76, and 18.
Never seen any of those either. I'm just awful.
I haven't seen the first two. I've seen the second two.
I think I saw the one in the...
Chris Christopherson.
I think I've seen
Barbara
that
Streisand.
Parts of it. I didn't see
those
one.
Two and the one with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
It was supposed to be great. I've had chances to watch it. I just
pretty
haven't
good.
Watched it.
The most recent one?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Wow.
I don't know.
I can't look at anyone with mouth agape about not seeing a movie based with my track record.
No, you really can't.
But I'm surprised that you haven't seen it.
I know. I just
it wouldn't
I
be
just,
surprising that I hadn't seen it.
I
but
didn't.
That you hadn't.
Get and then it's been on all the streaming things. I could have. I'll watch it tonight. I'm lying. I'm not watching the show tonight.
He dies in the movie.
No. That's it. I don't know.
That's would not be considered really a much of a spoiler if you'd seen the first.
Let's play a couple of Chiefs clips here for you as we move along. Frank Bowl coming
up Stars
at
Born,
4 o'clock.
Hey, Justin Watson.
Maybe but for now he's our camp darling today. We'll
Could be.
See.
Could be.
Once again, Frank Bowl coming up at 4 o'clock. We've got Shahan Jayaraja coming up at 5:20. Let's play some Chiefs sound for you. You heard this stuff on the Zone earlier today, but Justin Watson's the name has been popping up here and there. And Coach Reed was asked about him and what he's seen so far.
Yeah, so he's done a nice job. Big target, big kid, tall, fast, smart, Penn grad, right? So he's got capacity there, and he's taking everything in and working hard. It's just working in the offense more and more and more. The reps that he gets are so important. He's working in with the ones and. The quarterback, he trusts him, which is a plus. But it's just a matter of more. Let's keep going. Back to back these practices. And that really goes for all the guys. The ups and downs aren't so good. You want to keep building on them. So he's been really working hard at that, and he's done a nice job.
Justin Watson is not someone you've been thinking about, right? He hasn't been a big player in the league, but he was on the Bucks for a while, and you know, this is not someone who's been a star in the league, but he has flashed here and there. And we heard Patrick Mahomes talk about him during OTAs. Like, who's this guy? What's this all about? And it's been pretty good for him so far. And he has really turned heads because Dave Tobe was talking about him the other day as someone, because they need special teams players. But he could be more than that. He's wanting to be one of those wide receivers. But here Watson is talking about what it's been like working with Patrick Mahomes.
Pat's been awesome. You know, to me, I signed as a futures contract, and to reach out to me and invite me in the offseason before we ever met to come down there and work meant a big deal. You know, it definitely just showed me that he wanted to get to know who I was and wanted to see what I had to do. So those first couple of weeks were fun when we were just going through meetings virtually and we were hanging out and working out. He's got a great setup down there in Texas. You know, we went back after OTAs, and hopefully that can be a thing going forward.
It kind of sounds like he called you out of the blue and he just picked it up and was Pat.
Yeah, I just had a text that said, "Hey man, it's Patrick Mahomes," and so I was, you don't get many of those texts during the off season.
How long did you spend down there?
I spent 2 weeks, and then another week after the OTAs.
When you first got that text, you think somebody was messing with you?
I definitely had to double check. Somebody could have got me pretty good because I didn't do anything to verify, but Texas area code was enough for me.
Andy said it's pretty clear that you've already gained Patrick's trust. Can you sense that on the field? Do you feel that chemistry that's been built down in Texas now through training camp?
Yeah, absolutely. It's cool when you start seeing plays the same way as the quarterback and things that might not be drawn on the playbook, but you both just have this feeling that, hey, man, there's an opening outside if I break my route a certain way, and that Pat hits you right out of your break. So it's cool because that Pat has that ability to see the field and think past the playbook and see coverages. And so he speaks every day in our team meetings, and it makes it really clear what he wants from us at receiver.
Justin, what is he like as a teacher in that moment? How does he sort of show his personality? And how would you say he describes things from his point of view that maybe the average quarterback doesn't?
He has such a great understanding of defenses, I think, is the first thing that shows. It's not just cover two, cover three. It's specific teams, how the Broncos run cover three, how the Chargers run cover three. So I think that's the first thing that stands out. He's an unbelievable understanding of the defense. But then he also knows, a new guy, hey, here's the best way to explain it. If you see the far side safety crashing down, take it a little higher. You know, if the nickel pushes out to you, go inside. So he just does a great job of teaching without putting guys down, always trying to build people up, and I think that's a great leadership quality he has.
That's Justin Watson, Chiefs wide receiver, first-year wide receiver for the Chiefs. As he said, he's been around the league for a bit and hasn't made big splashes, but he's caught some passes, right, for the Bucs a couple years ago. The Chiefs have a Jalen Watson as well. That's a cornerback. Mm-hmm. This is Justin Watson, and he is someone who he is a big kid, big size, and he's making plays and doing things. Let's not get all camp darling here. Maybe the guy will get cut. Who knows? But right now, he's turning heads in the right way.
I would like to point out, though, you're right. He may get cut. He may just be a special teams guy. But let's remember that even guys who are in that position who may not even make the team, Mahomes still makes it a point to invite them down to their not even team organized, completely voluntary, organized by Mahomes, that they do every season. It's not just Hardman and Kelce and Juju and the big names and before this year Hill. It's everybody, even the guys that might get cut. Mahomes is still inviting them down there, and I just found that to be a very important detail.
He knows what he's doing. Patrick is a team builder. He lifts people up. That's what he does. It's incredible. He's exactly what you want in your franchise quarterback.
And I'll go out on a limb and not much doubt before. He's making the team.
It feels like it.
Yeah, they're not getting that guy.
Absolutely. I mean, he's doing all the right things, and
he adds value in more than one phase. Quarterback likes him.
Yeah. It's good news. So we'll watch him as we go. That's someone you'll want to be looking at in the preseason games. He'll flash here and there on all four special teams, catching passes and doing all that. So that's a little training camp report here on the program. We'll continue next on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back into the program. Todd Lebo in for Seren Petro. Adam tells me we have time right now to give away tickets to Bullet Train. We've got a Bullet Train screening coming up on Thursday out at the B&B here at 135th Street in Antioch, and he says he wants to give away three pair of tickets to the movie tomorrow night. So right now, the first three people, he said, We're going to do the first prime, three prime numbers, and that's 1, 2, and 3, correct?
Yes.
Sure it is, right? So callers 1, 2, and 3, you're going to get to go watch Bullet Train, which is pretty cool. Looks like a fun movie. Looks like a lot of fun. Brad's Pitt and a crazy train.
He's not generally in bad movies.
Well, you could
get to that point.
You could probably find some stinkers.
Not recently. I think once you get to that point, you can kind of pick your roles, and he's been pretty good at what he's picked.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. So that is going to be Thursday night, and he will get the information there. It's going to be a lot of fun out there. That's tomorrow night, because today's Wednesday. That's what they're telling me, right? All day long, today's Wednesday?
I believe so.
Pretty good. Frank Bowl is coming up here at the top of the hour. And while we've been sitting here, the NFL did officially appeal the Deshaun Watson decision on the six-game suspension. I think they're going to ask for more, not less.
Yes.
So I think that's where we're going there. And we'll maybe find out as we go what the timetable is going to be for that, because there has to be some sort of answer for the Browns on how long this is going to be, because they need to be prepared to have quarterbacks play. Now, they probably feel like their roster is where it is. There's not quarterbacks just laying around out there to go get, but they'd like to know what's going down.
Jeff Darlington of ESPN has just tweeted, I'm told NFL is appealing for an indefinite suspension that would be a minimum of 1 year, but perhaps more significant given the structure of Watson's contract. Sources tell me that the NFL's appeal will also include a monetary fine. Money is now a significant part of the equation.
Not like $1 million either. This sounds like this would be a big fine.
They want something big, and they want a year or more.
Well, this will be interesting to watch how this goes down.
You could not have had worse. I mean, this is six games. Could not have been received any worse, and for with good reason, particularly when you start stacking it up against what other suspensions have been, not just Brady's four games for deflation, or for who got half a season for...
Calvin Ridley got a whole year.
Got a whole year.
For gambling.
For gambling in six.
Yeah. But they, you know, when the former judge, you know, put it to paper, it kind of lines up with a lot of the domestic issue things that had happened. So that was her kind of telling the league,
sounds like they aren't serious.
Your rules aren't
regard.
Very serious.
Yes.
And then, you know, now the league is going to try to maybe do something, but precedents are precedents. And this will be a fight. Yes. Whatever the league tries to do, the NFLPA, you know, who came out preemptively on Sunday night, or was that Monday night, but the day before the suspension came down, said, we are going to stand by this ruling, and we think the league should too. Will you make this pledge with us?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they did that is because they had a pretty good idea it was going to be pretty light, and they were like, yep, we'll take it. We got it. This sounds good to us. This sounds good to us. And it's not... not going to sit there. As we've seen with this all came down with Deflategate stuff. This ended up in federal court. Tom Brady's deal.
Yeah,
it wasn't whatever. They were like, can you be the people who punish us?
And our friend Brad Spielberger of PFF, Brad Spielberger Esquire, says going from 6 to 17 games with the initial determinations evidentiary record final and binding effectively means rewriting the personal conduct policy retroactively as it was after it was collectively bargained in 2020, would be shocked if a federal lawsuit isn't filed. So
Right. You
mentioned federal. That could certainly be where they're heading if they go to a year. So
yeah, because if they say, listen, these are the rules you set out. I know you can be the final word on this, but you can't go crazy on this thing.
Yep.
But we haven't seen anything officially from the league. The sources were that they're looking for a year or maybe more. So we'll see where that ends up going. But Deshaun Watson, the appeal from the NFL is in. They're looking for indefinite or at least a year. We'll see where it goes. There will be drama around this.
A
player who hasn't played in
a year.
And for an organization who is disastrous when it comes to doing anything.
Just think about what we thought of the Cleveland Browns a year ago. Heading in. Sexy pick for a Super Bowl, had the Chiefs wire to wire with Baker Mayfield at Arrowhead in the opener. Has a team turned around more in a year in that regard and watched their in-state rival, who was ridiculed for 30 years,
go to the Super Bowl?
Deservedly so, goes to the Super Bowl. The trajectories of the two Ohio NFL franchises in the last 12 months is one of the great stories of all time.
Flip-flop. But it's predictable with the Browns. because that's what they do. Frank Bowl is coming up next here on the program.
All right, who was the first tight end to have a 90-catch season in the NFL? Brought to you by Jazz and Louisiana Kitchen.